Righto, before we get into it today, I'd just like to thank the blokes and ladies that keep the lights on here, our sponsors.
Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, no matter what sort of beer you drink, they've got you covered. Go check out their whole range.
Country Trucker Caps for keeping our domes out of the sun with all their deadly designs.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping our bodies filled with the good stuff.
SP Tools for giving us the best tools for all our projects at home and on the work site.
And the True Blue Aussie Bookie Blue Bet.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
We're back and we're ready for some fucking yarns.
Here to give the everyday battler a voice, delete head noise, one laugh at a time, guys. If you're going to have a beer, make sure you make it a better beer. Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, the good cunt's choice, the athlete's choice, the boxer's choice.
It's all happening.
Yeah, it's all happening, guys. Fucking oath. I'm actually off the piss now. I transitioned to middies for a bit and now I'm just... No piss. The last few weeks, really tapering into the biffin. So, yeah, getting fucking keen. Should be good. We got a big weekend, which we'll be testing this weekend, Cam.
Yeah.
Fair few legends coming in. We got literally got three guest episodes spread over the weekend that we've learned our lesson not to say a single thing until it's in the bank and recorded.
Yeah.
But some exciting guests coming with a huge weekend, UFC 300.
Is it no beers at UFC 300?
Nah. No, not for me, mate. I've got a fucking, yeah. I already wanted to get off the piss before this, but, you know, Stanage and everything, I've just, yeah, now I'm full on disciplined. She's on.
Oh.
But you do you, brother. You run your own race, mate.
Yeah, I'm not scared of my family.
Oh, fucking hell, that's good. But, yeah, guys, CTC, massive supporter of ours, obviously, the knuckler. Go to the country companies for all of his hats. You've heard it before and you're getting peppered with it again. CountryTruckerCaps.com. Go and design your own hat for your business, for a piss up, whatever you want to do. And make sure you use the Alpha Blokes discount code, Alpha Blokes, at checkout for a discount off of his whole range.
Strap in, it's time again for Knuckles Proper Trion.
Let's hear a propery, eh? Did we get one from the big Wuhan Weezer?
Big fella peeling on the bat flat.
Yeah, just the bat flat.
He got one in just recently, so
good on him.
We'll play it. Hey, Jens, just Knuckles here calling his proper true yarn of the week. Straight out of Wuhan, China. That's right.
China.
I'm here taking one for the team at ground fucking zero. That's right. It might be even ground negative zero. And just here... steaming across the bat flats, they call it. Getting me fucking work done, as usual. I was in search of Bruce Lee, but they told me that cunt's dead, so can't fight him for this fucking bit of upcoming training. So I think they've got Jackie Chan coming in to kung fu my fucking white lack of ass. Anyway, legends, you know I'm a bit of a businessman and that, and don't mind delving in different fucking industries and that. So I've decided to... this Wuhan, it's a very resourceful place and it's just filled me with so many fucking ideas of things. But what I've done is I've come up with this new business adventure, right? I'm going to have a shop. I'm actually going to multiply them. I'm going to have them everywhere, right? And they're going to sell cappuccinos and flat whites. And with this bit of Wuhan sort of influence, I'm going to call it coffee. COUGHIE. Coffee. Right on, boys. Hanging out you. Hope you're training, you cunts, because Big Papa's ready.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Choppy. Coffee. Good on it. How long's he over there for at the bat flat?
I think it's only...
I think he's got to get to Vietnam. He's got... Well, he better be. He's got some...
9 days before the biff, I think he comes on.
Do you reckon he's doing any sort of biffing?
Nah. He's got a bit on, though.
He's fine. No,
he was telling me, like, 2 hours...
he sent me a text, yeah.
Like a flight and then 2 hours in a cab ride, 2 hours at the warehouse, next one. Fuck. Yeah, and then like
1,000 Ks, two airports, four trains, 3-hour cab ride today.
I heard that Brizey's doing double the amount, though.
You'd hope so.
Training four knuckles.
I don't know if it's common knowledge, but they reckon Marty was actually a boxer.
Really?
We'll see.
Or Michael. Anyway, I don't know.
Definitely not Michael.
Who's Michael? The long-haired one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what about those two boys. They could take some pain.
Oh, fucking oath. That's one thing about them, mate. They, yeah.
They'll take a hit.
Did you see that one the other day when they're doing 110 kilometres an hour and then high-fiving each other? One's in the car and one's not.
Oh.
I remember on a wakeboard and I was showing off and I slapped the gum tree, like, with my hand. That was like 20, probably 20 kilometres an hour. I don't know what knots I would have been doing. And that almost broke my hand, let alone 110.
Yeah, but a hand's got a bit more give than a gum tree.
Yeah, but fuck.
But, yeah, that'd fucking sting. No, they're wild units, man. Good night. I just want to say, too, before we get into it, someone needs to do a welfare check on Tezza.
Mm.
The last we saw of him, he was in a church at some culty-looking meeting, and it's cut off, and that's the last we've heard of him. How many days ago was that, Quinter?
Nearly a week now.
Holy fuck.
Welfare.
Holy fuck.
He's got to 40K followers. Congrats, brah.
Yeah. I think we might have got him about 20 of those.
I think it was 19.5 when we started.
Yeah. How good's that? But I just go, like, he was that consistent at one stage.
Mm.
And now he's gone. I dropped off the face of the earth.
He might be on holidays.
It looked like he was at a wedding, so maybe he's like on holiday for the wedding. I don't know.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
Fuck.
Everyone deserves a break.
It's wild though, man. I'm worried sick.
But I can see it now. He'll just fly back in and just be back consistent.
Yeah. Won't even say where he's been either.
No. No, well, I hope so. Because it reminded me of this morning's effort.
Do you reckon it could freak an old bloke like that out, 40,000 followers?
I don't think he takes much notice.
Nah, not at all.
I don't even think he'd know how many followers he's got.
Mate, he opens the app, records and closes it.
Yeah.
But imagine, I did think of like an old bloke like that getting all the notifications. Because if your notifications are on and seeing all that going, what the fuck's going on? Why are these people commenting on me life?
Well, I reckon he would have been worried earlier than this if that happened.
Yeah.
Nah. You know what I mean?
Maybe turned him off.
I don't know. I just hope he's alive.
Yeah.
All right. We'll let the jury decide.
Yeah. Alpha Blokes Court, ABC.
Alpha Blokes Court. Oh, this is getting out of hand. Merch coming soon.
Yeah, ABC merch coming soon. But yeah, this morning's effort, boys, I whipped up a fucking filthy little omelette.
Oh, gee, look at the lump in fucking Quino's pants.
Well, I wasn't going to have a dog's eye for breakfast. And I wasn't near the Ned Kelly, but I mushrooms, fried that off with some diced bacon, bud, and then got the old eggs, whipped them up, bit of milk, and then Bega Strong and Bitey. Put some Bega Strong and Bitey in, and that's what made me think of him. And then I fucking looked, and nowhere.
No.
Nowhere. Bega Strong and Bitey, pepper and salt, and fucking, you know, whipped her up, cooked her up, omelette. It was smick, bud.
That's prom.
But, yeah, I just, that's Bega Strong and Bitey. I bought some the other day because I saw that. It's got some nice flavour, mate.
Yeah, you love when he puts it on McCain's pizza.
Bega Strong and Bitey. Strong and Bitey, big choice.
Yeah, something came across me last night just to have a check too, and I was pretty disappointed.
Well, you start looking forward to it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm just being deprived of him for a week now. You can't lure me into something and then give me nothing. Give us an update, Tez. So let us know. Because one bloke reached out and said that they know where he is. Like,
we've had a few, yeah.
Yeah. If you bump into him, just ask what's going on.
Yeah.
We just want to know. Just let us know if he's alive. Anyway, that's Tez and his effort. Whose turn is it, Cam's?
Daddy.
Mm. And Quinn, you did a bit of a call out, didn't you?
Yeah. We've got a bit on, so we're going to do two eps next week and prepare for where we go away to Biff.
Because to give you the best recap of fight night weekend, we're not going to pretend like we're going to be able to just come back Monday and just record an awesome episode. So we're going to have a couple of trendsetter talkbacks in the bank.
We're not going to Newcastle, yeah.
No.
No.
That's right. We've got ourselves to a standard now that we like to... Keep two if we try. So, yeah, if you've been thinking about ringing a yarn in and haven't got around to it, now's your fucking time because we'll be doubling up next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Oi, should we do a bit of an announcement that we're going to go to New Zealand snowboarding?
Mm, yeah.
So if you're in Queenstown, do we know the dates?
Yeah, yeah.
After the week after.
Yeah, so we're actually going to go over to Queenstown for a week with our families and get back in the snow. I don't know. I'm fucking pumped. I got a new board.
Yeah, we're going. I think we'll be there from the 20th of August through till the 25th. So we'll be in Queenstown snowboarding, but we're going to pick a day
to do a
cult meeting, ABC New Zealand. So somewhere in where is it?
Queenstown. Yeah.
So let us know of any good venues in Queenstown that you can recommend, and we'll reach out and get an ABC meeting going. Nothing crazy. No live shows, just to catch up with yous.
No promises, but we could even do a mountain day too.
Yeah, that's right. Who knows? But, yeah, that's a good call, Ken. Bit of an update for him on that. So, yeah, there's heaps of stuff going on, man. Just before that is going to be the North Queensland Elite Rodeo again.
Yep.
There's some exciting stuff that we're going to announce with Quentin to do with that. Like, there's going to be a bit of a party on the hill. I think he's introducing a couple of new exciting things this year, which you've got to look forward to. The hookup is the fucking weekend after the Biffin. So we'll be coming straight from the Biffin to the hookup. If you're not going on the Biffin, or even if you are, make sure you check out the hookup. We'll be putting a link on our story and socials and stuff like that. Otherwise, look up the Boyntanum hookup.
Biggest fish in Combin Oz, I think.
Fucking Oz,
I think,
man.
It is, yeah.
Family thing, or if you're just by yourself, there's heaps to do.
Heaps to win too.
And we're going to be set up there the whole time. So many boats you can win just from being there. So many things going on, but super excited for all of it.
That is beef week after that. I haven't even thought about that.
Every day's beef week here.
Every day is beef week.
All right. What do you reckon, team?
Let's hear some yarns.
Let's fucking hear some yarns.
Ready to rip in?
Let's rip in.
Cop this.
Hey, lads. It's Tommy the Pommy. Hope you're all well. That old Princess Diana was on the radio the other day. And the dash and the air vents and the steering wheel. Why do you think she crossed the road? Because she wasn't wearing her seatbelt, was she? Alan, I'll get 10 years in prison for a joke like that over here. So stay out of yourselves, stay out of each other, and stay out the fucking eating glue. Hold tight.
That fires me up.
That cunt is fucking unreal.
He should start a business, right?
Cameos.
Giving someone a joke and a bit of motivation for the day with a song in the background. And you pay to register to fucking Tommy the Pommy and he leaves you a voicemail. He would make bank.
Mm.
I'd pay a subscription.
Yeah, we might have to join him in, do a cameo with him that people can fucking get a Tommy the Pommy and he gets a cut.
Yep.
We'll look into it, eh? That's what more could you ask for to start off the show with that?
Stay out of the eating glue.
Yeah.
Oh, Diana.
Diana. Great start. Great start.
Boys, Trucky Zach here, and I've got a joke for you. Little Tom and little Cam doing a bit of getting stuck into their work, doing a bit of editing on the potty, on last week's potty. Cam turns around to Tommy and says, "You know what, Tommy? It's too good of a day today to be working inside. I'm going to get the day off and I'm going fucking fishing." And little Tommy turns around and says, "Oh, how do you expect to doing that?" Cam says, "Watch this." He's jumping up. He's up on the rafters, swinging off the rafters, carrying on like a fuckhead. Quinny walks in and goes, "Oi, what do you think you're doing?" Little Cam looks at him and goes, "I'm a fucking light bulb. I'm a fucking light bulb," laughing and carrying on. "Hee, I'm a light bulb. Look at me, I'm a little light bulb." Quinny goes, "Right, you better go home. You got a few issues. You got to go home and have a sleep and think about your actions. Have the day off." So little Cam jumps down, the cheeky fuck, smiles at Tommy, and out he walks. "See you later, I'm going home." So Tommy jumps up and follows, starts walking out the door, and Quinny says, "Oi, what do you think you're doing?" Little fucking Tommy says, "Well, you've knocked the light bulb off. You've sent him home. You don't fucking expect me to work in the dark, do you?" Bye.
That's a shocker. Well told, though. He had me intrigued the whole time.
Yeah.
What a ripper.
What a fucking substances he takes on the weekend.
Share. Good on you, mate.
Hey, boys, how are ya?
Good, brother.
I've recently rung up a couple of times and given me name, but I won't on this one.
Fair enough.
So I did a bit of a stint in one of the maximum security jails, and you guys were talking about, like, cereal recently, like, what's the best cereal? Now, these two blokes reckon Weet-Bix. Bloke one reckon, that's my Weet-Bix, bruhs. And bloke two reckon, nah, that's my fucking McBic, bruh. So, anyway, there I am having me fucking tea and toast because, as you can tell, I'm not too keen on fighting over Weet-Bix. Couldn't give a fuck. These two blokes were different. They were fucking off each other. They're smashing in the middle of this fucking jail day room like thunder gods, just giving each other car, 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 car. All you could hear was knuckles just fucking pinging off cheekbones. These two boys were from the country. They couldn't really speak English. They spoke that sort of like, he couldn't even understand it. The little fella out of the two of them, he just stepped back and give old mate an uppercut and a cross and just slapped him.
Oh.
Slapped him like there's not like fucking UFC shit, boys. Like this cunt was out, face down on the floor, just asleep. This bloke just calmly walks back over, grabs the two Weet-Bix and sits down and eats them at the table. Now, me and the other bloke were like, fucking check that shit out, right? Anyways, all the screws and shit come running. He got dragged away and this and that. But, yeah, man, don't fuck with the Weet-Bix, bruh. All right, boys. See you later.
See you later.
Yeah, cheers, that's mate. That's wild, eh? But you got it, like, it seems like nothing to us, right? Weet-Bix, whatever. But you think about it. If people are in jail for, like, 20 years and they've got nothing else, that's their one thing that they've got.
They like, yep.
And they're going, fuck you, I'll die for this.
So, to break that down, you reckon because it's that day room, you obviously got your meal times that it's all made for you, but they can go in and have a bit of a snack. They leave cereals sort of out for them in the day room.
I'm not sure, man. I don't know.
That's how my understanding is.
Yeah.
Because I thought it'd be the Bay Marie set up for all jails.
Mm.
Yeah. Is there something on, like, what benefits? Oh, I don't know. What is it?
I'm even keen to look up what sort of food they get on a day-to-day basis. It'd probably change depending on
Australian prison food.
Yeah.
What do prisons eat in Australia? That's what.
Yeah, let's have a look, eh? Let's see what they got.
Day on plate with an inmate.
Mexican beef.
Imagine if we got TikTok nutrition into it.
TikTok, how much left you got?
Humble brekkie of cereal or bread, setting the no-frills theme for the rest of the day's eating. Lunch on weekdays, it was two, sometimes not quite, defrosted sangers, rotating
yummy
fillings of corned beef, tuna, ham, cheese, chicken, schnitty, egg, Vegemite, he said. Weekend lunches, sandwiches were swapped out for similarly defrosted sausage rolls or pigs in a blanket. Prisoners back to the cells, they were left with a rotation of oven-heated frozen meals such as curry, stews and various iterations of meat and three veg for dinner. That's not too bad. Better than what I was expecting.
Better than what I'd feed the cunts.
Better than the homeless are getting.
Yeah, no, that's not bad, eh?
See, what? Yeah. What would you rather be?
Actually, it'd be shit. Like, you can imagine it's not
it'd be
like,
slow.
Mate, you just think of the mining camps when you're at a shit one. And you're over it after 7 days.
That's right, eh? We're looking at that going, oh, it's not too bad. But you like exactly what you said, Cam. The mining camp, some of them, you think it can't get much worse than that, but it would.
The amount of arguments I'd have out there when they go, no, it's fucking good, Russ. I'm like, well, you can't cook then. You can't cook or whoever is
feeding
you is shocking.
The camps, though, that did have the option to get a chicken or a steak cooked, that fixed it. Like, you can't really whinge too much when you could go up and get a steak cooked.
Yeah, though. I didn't go to many of them, eh?
Didn't you?
No.
But how crazy is that thinking about it, right? Like, you go back to the start of the show when we were just doing that was everyday life, like a big point that just makes you, like, you rock in there to have something to eat after a big day and it's shit, and then just drive a nail into you, eh?
Yeah. Or having you go in for brekkie to pack your lunch and you got to run back to your room to shit before you get on the bus or fucking something like that.
Or even packing your lunch and you had a salad bar with ham and that's it.
Yeah.
And you'd go, oh, okay, this is awesome. Like, what have I got to look forward to for
lunch? It pretty
much
was a prison, some of it.
Fucking, yeah, it would resemble it. Well, those little rooms that you're in, that's the same size as a cell, Bay Marie food. Can't go anywhere sort of thing.
Cunts keeping you up.
But what what did make a difference, man, was having the, like, well, prisons have got gyms, but the gyms and just being able to drink dry camps, I think that should be, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, because people go, oh, nah, too many people are played up, we're making them dry camps. How about you just make those people responsible? Whoever's playing up, fuck them off.
Yeah, and just have your breathos like they do anyway.
Yeah, it makes a big difference having, like, because a couple of them had the pub set up. Like that one at Coppabella, man, that was prime, having the pub. You'd go there, you'd have your room key, you could get your order feed there, so you get a chicken burger and get a jug. And doing that after work with the boys to unwind.
Bit of morale.
Bit of morale, the footy you'd be on, there's a pool table. Mate, that makes all the fucking difference. Rather than not being able to drink and you're stuck in a prison cell room.
That's right.
You know, like, but, you know, a lot of people don't really give a fuck about that. But that's the sort of shit that makes a difference for workers, I think. Having that, those creature comforts, man, just adding a couple of those to a 2,000-man camp makes a big difference.
There was one in WA and I was actually pretty impressed.
Let's have a look at the top. Can we have a look top-rated camps, maybe?
Yeah, workers camps.
Yeah, let's dive back into it.
FIFO camps.
Mm.
That was this one, and I was almost considering on the couch the other day. I'm like, I'd go over there fucking 4 and 1, have a bit of a break.
Oh, bro, sometimes I think about, like, I was that, as you know, and people don't need to know the behind the scenes of all what's going on, but we had that much on the other day. You'd know the day I'm talking about. I drove into town in silence.
Yeah.
I did, bro. Yeah. I didn't have any music on, nothing. Yeah. I was just being in quiet, just driving, thinking, oh. Yeah. Fuck, mate.
Do you want to go top three?
I was jealous of that cunt who was holding the vacuum. Do you know what I was thinking? Do you know how I remember going, how is he happy with his job one day? There was a bloke hanging onto the end of a vac truck hose, just sucking mud with a face mask on. And I'm thinking, all right, I thought I'm jealous of that cunt right now.
Yeah.
Just standing there, just sucking shit up.
Yeah.
Like cunt every now and again, it'd be all right. Or hanging off a hose at a wash plant, just going.
Old hose with your headphones.
Yeah, headphones on, bud. Just cranking a podcast or some tunes. Just hosing it from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
Has its perks.
It does.
Has its perks, boys. Turn the brain off and hose, baby. What are we talking about, Quino? What
listen,
have we got?
Listen to this. The best campsite in Australia to date is the refurbished Mulla Mulla camp located in Noobra in Pilbara.
Yeah.
This BHP-funded camp comes with timber floors, private bathrooms, and a virtual golf course.
Oh, you're kidding,
boys. The three-story mess is also a winner amongst FIFO guests, has a large mining community, as is an exclusive mine accommodation.
I like the ones, they got like the king bed or something, and then you can have your wife in there as well. Like if they're working at the mine.
Oh, yeah. I understand what you mean now, yep.
Mm. So number one, they reckon Mulla Mulla.
Mulla into Pilbara.
Fuck, yeah, man, virtual golf course. That's awesome.
Yeah, well.
What else we got here?
Number two is Gun Barrel.
Yeah,
Lager that Traveller's one. Rest is situated within Gun Barrel Grapes Vineyard property.
Mm-hmm.
11.8 k's east of Woolnulla on the western end of the Gun Barrel Highway.
Yeah.
Is an oasis in the desert. It's enjoyed by both workers and tourists. Closest mine, which is set to open again for mining in 2020 by Blackham Resources. That's ages ago. Doesn't really say.
Yeah.
This is from a worker. Nice people, rooms as you would expect for the middle of nowhere. Facilities are good too.
Yeah. Imagine if they had like a good surf or something like that and people could just fucking week on, week off.
Hang on. Or what not have we got it?
Number three, Leichhardt accommodation located in the Mornington area of Mount Isa. Supply breakfast was amazing. I recommend taking advantage of their packed lunches. Really nice, really nice outdoor area
Mount
with
Isa.
Fully equipped kitchens and barbecues. Right, right. Yeah,
I think you're talking shit.
Yeah. Who's doing this?
Yeah.
But which one was the best one that you went to? You reckon? I reckon that Coppabella. Right in Coppabella. What would it have been? Because it, I just liked having that pub. It had a couple of gyms. It had cooked steak, chicken, fish, or a wok. You could get wok things cooked as well. And I'm like, I don't know. There's pools, tennis courts, basketball
that
stuff.
That four-star hotel I was in Mara and cooking my own food Civio, was my best one. But
Civio Coppabella Village. The only problem with them is the fucking idiots would always wake you up on night shift. But the facilities were great. It was just run by spastics.
Yeah. I can't even. Like, man, I
can't even think of one.
Mine was like literally Discovery Parks, fucking Rosewood. Eureka Camp, that fucking one out near Maribor, Moranbah.
Remember that fucker out at Blackwater with the bin rat?
Yeah, that was Rosewood.
Yeah, Rosewood. Yeah, I've been, right?
Nah.
The food there was shit.
Yeah.
Rosewood. Anyway, there's mining camps.
Mm.
Let us know the top quality ones.
But I think it's hands down, WA's got a lot better camps.
Yeah.
It's known that iron ore money's a bit more than fucking coal.
Well, I'll tell you what was nice. The fucker just down the road from us at that
yeah, the gas there. Boys would have home
well,
ground.
Well, yeah, well, I snuck in there and stayed there on one of the shutties once, man, and the facilities they had there was prime. Same sort of thing. Pub, like food was prime. Smoker, they had pies, sausage rolls, pre-made meals, all that shit.
Yeah, I snuck in there for a few brekkies.
Fucking hell. Milk it. Yeah, good stuff. Hey, shout out to all the brothers and sisters working away. Yeah. Like we said, we can relate to these guys. Did it for a fucking long time ourselves. And, you know, but like we said, there's positives and negatives to it, whatever you're doing.
But, yeah, let us know the best camps. Probably I want to hear from some of the WA ones because –
Yeah.
Might ask Big Rod. He was
yeah, we've been out of the game for a while, though, too. There might be some that have stepped up a notch or fucking.
They reckon that Darwin gas plant, wherever they were staying, was like a fucking uni campus.
Yeah. I saw a couple of Snapchats from the boys recently. Like, there's still those ones getting around that don't have a toilet and shower in
their room. The fatigue rooms.
That is. But I mean, they're there for 7 days. Well, that's their room. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck off. That shouldn't be even an option.
No.
Should have a shitter in your room.
Yep. I've left a job because of that.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them.
Shout out to Weet-Bix.
Yeah, and Weet-Bix.
Don't touch
and prison.
In prison. Right.
Boys! I'm fighting camp. The man of the match is fucking bagger of a playlist from that fucking long, cool woman. Yeah. It doesn't get any better! Also, boys, got a quick joke for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's worse than going down on your grandma? Hitting your head on the way back on the top of the coffin.
Ow!
Oh! See ya!
Oh. See ya!
I had that, see ya! I had that song going the other night, and where was I? Oh, I was getting ready for music because I was doing music stuff. And coming home at 10 o'clock at night and it was raining, took the Chev off trash control and Snapchatted it, had that song cranking in the thing and as it dropped, hang it sideways, fucking mate, going stupid. Yeah. And I just said, growing up's for soft cunts. With that song in the background every couple
of
months.
Mate, I've been peppering it too. Like at Stanage, whenever I got the opportunity when we're all hooking in, like going up the headland, driving past one of the houses where the boys are on the piss on the balcony, I'd turn that on and have it dropping as loud as I could driving past going,
yeah. dun, dun, dun. It's so good.
If you see someone driving past with that on just giving you the shuckers, mate, you're just going, yes, son.
Yeah.
Abba.
It's like a morning horn.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking prime. People are going off on that playlist.
Yeah.
So good, though. Vietnam War playlist on Spotify for those who don't know. Or Apple Music as well. I think it's got it.
Boys, legends, ABC member 6969 here. Just got a 4-eon for you fucking mad rooters out there.
4-eon.
I'm not one to wrap my 4-eon around the top of a schooner glass. My missus one night getting to a work down the flats down there decides to blow it up like a balloon.
Oh, you're kidding.
Then she fucking lets it go and I'm sitting there doing 4-eon fights thinking, what the fuck is going on? Then she blows it back up. Fucking lets it go. Having the fucking time of her life, and I'm thinking, what the fuck? This isn't what you're meant to do with it. Then she blows it up, and just like a balloon, when you fucking squeeze the top of the cunt and it fucking starts squealing, making noises, she's sitting there fucking beep, 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 fucking doing that, doing this. And I'm thinking, holy boys, stay out of yourselves, you fucking mad root.
Well, never had that happen.
Blowing up the end of the 4-y.
That's
pretty wild. Nah, blowing up the 4-y is a bit of a wild one. I don't know if it's possible to make a squeaky noise using it, but, you know, a bit of mayo never hurt.
I'll tell you what, if you got your lips down there, fucking, I'm not going to be much 4-y for a bit, for a while. It's going to be peeling back pretty quick.
Yeah, the lips are down, yeah.
Unless he's got the big overextended windsock.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got the windsock. He's got the proper anteater.
Yeah.
Wings. Look up an anteater quinner. I just want to see if it resembles
there's
one.
There's nothing to... There's nothing, look at it on the line. Nothing sexy about that.
That is unreal. Look at the anteater.
Fuck. What a wild bit of gear.
It is a wild bit of gear. How the fuck?
What a wild bit of gear.
How the fuck was that thing created? Look at it. Look at the head on it.
But imagine that. You could fuck anything.
Oh, mate.
They're pretty fucking sick.
Look at that. Look at the ass end of it. It's like a brush.
Your head is a cock. And look at the tongue on them.
Oh, mate. That's a definition of a 6-inch tongue and can breathe through your ears.
Imagine if you could stiffen that thing up.
Oi, mate, that'd fucking reach some depths.
How do they have sex?
He just headbutt hole. Look at him.
He just headbutt hole. Right. And then that tongue.
Oh, wow, that tongue's... Oi, look up length of anteater tongue. Quino.
Sorry, I'm just...
Shit.
That's 2 feet long?
Hole. What the 2 foot long tongue. This animal's built for sex.
Can flick in and out up to 150 times per minute.
Oh, my God. We found the pussy eater of all pussies.
That's around about 2.35 licks per second, you'd think.
You watch the black market soar for anteaters amongst women.
You watch fucking bestiality.
Oh, wow.
Take a turn now.
2 foot long tongue. Flicks out 100. So it runs on 150 RPM.
Are you kidding me?
150 RPM.
LPM.
Built like a cock.
So LPM. Is that the fastest tongue in the world?
Yeah, what's...
I'd give him a run for his money, but...
Yeah, look up world's fastest tongue.
This is great.
The giant palm salamander.
Oh.
Native to Central Africa. Let's have a look at a photo.
I can't even think of what that is.
Oh, it'll be like a...
Like a beetle?
Amphibian of some kind, yes.
Well, we need to look...
Give us a photo.
Oh,
Guinness World Records.
There's nothing there.
I'll just look up giant palm salamander.
Yeah, because then when I'll... If it's not a mammal, I want to have a look at, like...
Oh. Hey, that Christ. 1 second in, he looks like he'd get into his work.
It's a wild looking thing, isn't it?
Hey! There we go.
Right in fastest mammal tongue.
This is unreal.
Unreal. It has to be the anteater. It's just
what animal has the fastest tongue?
I'll keep getting disappointed. Chameleon. I'll keep getting disappointed now though because
the anteater.
Can't just how it's built. Look at him there. Look at him.
Which animal has the fastest? Oh,
it's unrivaled. How's
fucking anteater would be up there?
Anteater, what a machine! The anteater.
Wild bit of gear that.
Wild.
It could be licking your fucking ass from a meter out.
Yeah, just darting you. Tongue darting you.
Blim. That's unreal.
Awesome.
Shout out
awesome
to the
stuff.
Fucking
shout out to anteaters.
That was fucking...
How do we even get onto that?
I don't know.
Oh, he was talking about the fory.
Oh, yeah, forys. Yeah, and I called the fory the dick with a foreskin and anteater.
Yeah. Wow.
And just sort of one.
That was fucking great. Get on stuff. Patreon to look at the animals we just
and if you're not, get on there. But if you're not, look up anteater and just have a look at the thing. 2 foot tongue at a LPM of 150.
150 LPM.
That's oh, just that fucking just that's incredible. Stats of a sex machine.
That is incredible. That should be at a sex bow.
Yeah, that's right. Just a pet anteater.
Oi, can we look up sex bows in Australia? Yeah, there's one on in Perth at the moment.
Yeah. Is there?
And then, well, that big Johnny Sins was fucking getting into his work.
And a trendsetter took a photo with him.
All right, let's get into it. We're already halfway there with the anteater.
Oh, there's one in Sydney, July 26th.
Oh, it's going to be a great vlog, but you probably can't have cameras in there.
What actually goes on here? Is it just like meets and greets?
Yeah, but they do like shows of that BDSM shit where, you know, you tie them up.
I think there's also...
If you don't know knots, tie lots. Yeah, like here's a half.
It's like the Boy Scouts for adults.
Yeah, pretty much. That's
Yeah, everyone gives them shit, the Boy Scouts, but they'd get into their fucking bondage work, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They'd know all the knots.
Meet a few of them. And I'd assume they'd have products on display that you can purchase as well.
But do they say like
show what? Features? Go now. Because it says what's
got. Oh, here we go.
Main stage. Be dazzled by Australia's hottest dancers, awe-inspiring performances, and jaw-dropping
kink
acrobats.
Workshop lounge.
Here we go.
This is where Cam will be. The Kink Workshop Lounge welcomes you to explore the exciting realms of BDSM, conscious power dynamics, and fetish lifestyles, where the door to intimacy and pleasure is always open.
Do you know what blokes would do? They'd walk in there to see. That's where they'd try and pick up one, wouldn't they?
Well, I don't know. That creeps me out so much.
Oh, it's
shit.
Wild, man.
I don't know. You'd be pretty safe if I was tying you up two granny knots.
Yeah. Sex ed. Boring.
Retail.
Yeah, so obviously it'd be a lot of toys displayed.
Yeah.
The runway. It'd be actual fashion too for lingerie and stuff.
Are the toys getting more advanced, guys? Like, are we...
Why are you like that?
Well, the girth's getting bigger. But I mean, like, technology's getting crazy, right? All these things. We got are the sex toys advancing? Are they going with technology? Like, what's the newest, craziest sex toys and what can they do?
I don't know. But
maybe we can have a Patreon special.
Yeah. One of the things I've seen from that Perf one is like they splash blankets, so you're not making a fucking mess of your bed. You pretty much throw down this fucking this rug and you're not having to change your sheets.
You'd have to be getting
You'd
work
want
to
wash your rug a bit though. It'd be a musky fucking rug. Where would you keep that?
Look up splash blanket. We'll give him a shout.
Splash blanket.
Splash.
You'd have to write something to
luxury splash blanket.
Here we go. You're kidding me, aren't you? Splash blanket.
Oi, what does that say at the top? Best-selling cult faves. Yep, well, this is part of the cult. What's it?
Ew.
What's it say?
The OG. Should we look at the OG?
Yeah, look at the OG.
Plush velvet, Sherpa fleece, double-sided, waterproof, cozy, and damn luxurious.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't really give us any...
We want a product description.
Yeah.
That was back, I think.
Head to Bunnings and get a tarp, Joe.
Yeah. Fucking oath.
What's it say there? Holds up to... Holy fuck.
Holds up to 1 liter liquid so you never have to worry about wet patches again. Get yours now. Ditch that soggy, wet and uncomfortable blanket from your past. Let us elevate your mood. Stick to the tarp, Joe.
I don't know. Unless you had a proper squirter on your hands.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you're fucking around with a heap of baby oil or something.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever you're doing. It's a lot.
Be squirting from all that LP.
But, when's the next sex base? They're one in Queensland?
Sydney, July 26th to 28th.
I'm busy.
So, what, you reckon we go to one day, though, and suss it
proper? Just have a laugh.
Daddy at the sex bar would be the highest rating vlog of all time.
It'd be fucking funny, I reckon. I'd laugh. If you want to do people washing, surely that's the spot.
Oh, fuck yeah. Would you ever...
Is there one in Queensland at all this year?
Oh, surely we meet everyone's favourite doctor, lawyer, spaceman, Mr. Sins, too.
Yeah.
I don't think he's coming, but Angela White might make an appearance.
Queensland Sixpack.
Brisbane.
When is it?
Fucking hell, look at that.
Jesus. It's a wild-looking bit of gear.
22nd to the 24th of July, so the week before.
Are we busy?
I think we are.
Have a look there.
Follow.
What are we doing that weekend? Could be going to Brisbane.
Which one is it again? What dates?
22nd to the 24th, bruh.
22nd to the 24th.
This is a great app.
Actually, I think we're free.
Is it during the week or Friday, Sunday?
Yeah. Hang on.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
July.
22nd to 24th.
Oh, is this
2022, Quino?
Oh. Current. Fuck.
Sorry.
Fuck.
Got too excited. Let's see if there's any current ones.
Yeah, have a look, man.
Fuck. Oh, that's 2023.
Just put 2024 Sexpo Queensland. Yeah. Sexpo 2024. Yep.
Yeah. We'll get on to it. Where is it? You reckon the girls will want to come?
Yeah.
They will after it.
Here we go.
Ooh. Save the date.
Save it. Here we go.
Sexpo Love X. So they've got like a
20th of July 2024.
There we go.
Gaz's birthday. We're going to the sexpo.
I think that'll be Harry's birthday party. So I think I'm out.
Shit.
Reach out, Sexpo.
Yeah. Let us have a stall there. With our pet air eater.
Yeah. Pet air eater and our yummy pump dildos. Oh, righto.
What's your highest LPM?
Well, maybe there could be one in other states too. It
there was, there was that Sydney one, but you probably had it in 94 or something.
Yeah, well, look, leave that with us. See if it's an interest there. Imagine that all of a sudden.
I think, wasn't it last year a lot of people put in the trendsetters group? Well, no, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but a few of them going.
Didn't we send that bloke?
We had tickets to it,
didn't
we?
Remember that bloke went on behalf of us?
And sent us because someone, who gave us Sexpo tickets?
I don't know if this was even.
This might have been pre-Quinn.
Yeah, it was back in the day, man.
So trendsetters group wouldn't have been, it would have been the old one.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we sent him though. He went and got photos and shit in his gear. Sent him shirts and that, man.
That is right.
I don't remember. Yeah, remember? I don't remember that off the top of my head.
I do. He was in an Alpha Black shirt.
Yeah. Now it's our time. Prime. Now it's our time. I want to go learn some knots.
Mm.
Oh.
I want to work on my LPM.
Yeah. Wonder if we could time us darting. See who's got the fastest tongue. Like, if you, could you set up a slow-mo camera and count? Like, would it be in out? Like, would you have to go... or are you going? Like,
you'd have to hit the ruler every time.
Hit the ruler like every
touch. So he's got the fastest tongue dart on him. Yeah.
All right. Should we listen to another yarn?
Yeah.
Oh, we're saving a few for next week, mate.
That's for sure.
That's right.
What a great app.
Mm.
Shout out to Sexpo.
It's the fish catcher and pussy basher. I got a proper true yarn for you, lads. It's funny. You'll sit there going down the flats when she's nice and low, going to pump some fucking yabbies with chrome pump in hand, absolutely fucking sooting, steaming all down the flats, pumping as you're going through the fucking shallow water. Yeah, but here comes the fucking real shit here. On the way back, when you got a full bucket of fucking yabs, yeah, you're fucking walking, your fucking foot locates a fucking yabby hole to where you fucking bend and break like a bit of pasta. Yeah? I don't know how anyone's not fucking come up with this yarn here with the whole fucking yabby pump scene, but fucking get that up, ya boys! Woo! Stay out of your fucking self!
So he stood in a previous pumped hole. Yeah. That's what he's done. Yeah. I can't say I've ever done that.
Good energy.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Wouldn't have that problem if you bought some Alpha Lures too.
Yeah, that's right, bro. Mm. Save your shoulder, save your relationship, save your ankle. And buy some Alpha Lures, alphalures.com.au. Champion, follow. Send us some pictures too if you catch some fish with them.
I think I've definitely stood in one before.
Have you?
Yeah. Probably me stepping back into the hole. I've stood
in plenty of stingray holes and shit.
Yeah, but stingray.
Stingray there.
Oh, there was
a couple of follows.
Oh, when I was up at Rocky Nats, there was like the stingray car. And I've just done the quick one, drunk a bit, and just going, what's killed Steve Bell?
Oh.
They had it on camera too. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, the boys are on. It's been a while since we've had a drive-by.
We had one this morning, like 2 hours ago.
No, I mean while we're recording.
Yeah, while we're recording.
Oh, yeah.
On the air. Ollie, I'm going to miss that.
Check your rear vision mirror.
Mm.
We are going to miss that.
Mm. That'll be weird one day not having sirens again. Mm.
Oh.
Moving on.
Boys!
Hey.
Red Dog here. How are you, lads?
Oh, Red Dog.
On the back of today's episode about old mate seeing the Sheila having the cereal in the car, well, I've been driving trucks now for nearly 20 years, and let me tell you, I have seen that. I've seen what Cam said. I've seen people shaving. I've seen people swirling the old glass Harley. I've seen people racking up lines. Yeah. And this one, Cam, you are going to love this. I have seen a Sheila with one leg up above the stereo, absolutely going ham, sanger, rubbing herself, fucking silly. I've seen people fucking getting head jobs, you name it. I have seen it all. I've seen people buttering toast. Yeah. Right, I'll leave you with the joke, lads. Why don't they let blind people bungee jump? Because it scares the fuck out of the dog.
Yeah. It's a ripper. That opens up a massive yarn for all the truckies.
Oh, doesn't
it? Like, Red Dog, that is prime, mate. Good to see you back in the calls. But, yeah, truckies. We've got so many legends that drive trucks. you boys, like Red Dog, would have seen so much shit. Hit us with the rarest thing you have seen on the road.
They 100% would have seen a bloke pulling themselves.
Mate, they would have seen, because they're up at that height too.
That's right.
Like, they get to drive, like, just.
I always get nervous when a truck's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you've probably seen Cam fucking staying over himself. Yeah. But, yeah, that's reach out, truckies. If you've got one, fucking voice record, send it in. Where do they send it to, Quinn?
Carry on at alphablokes.com.au in an email.
Video bonus.
Fellas.
Yeah, the wildest shit you have seen whilst
buttering toast, that's got me.
Buttering toast? What the fuck?
On your Red Dog. He was fucking, he was on to you, Quinn, because he's like, I've got a yarn. Hey, yeah, Quinn puts it in. And I was going to give you the heads up, but you just made the yarn.
Oh, of course. That's always going to make the yarn. Bit irrelevant. But, yeah, there should be some off the back of that, and I'm keen to hear them. Because, yeah, you think of that much time on the road, eh, passing through high traffic areas at that elevated.
I'd love to see someone building a taco or something.
Yeah. Well, mate, anything's possible. Like, you go through all those sex kinks and that and think nothing's possible. Imagine what you think is possible of people, what they do in their cars.
Yeah.
Especially the people who live in their cars. They do everything in them.
Yeah. Some of those truckies sometimes, yeah.
And you can get a bit more adventurous in an auto compared to a manual too.
Imagine auto cruise control, man.
Yeah.
Some of these Teslas are getting nowadays.
Oh, Teslas. Fuck me.
You could have a Ronnie Coote in, like, just
you could be rebuilding a fucking motorbike engine if you wanted to be.
You can be what you want to be. Jeez, there's a bit on out here.
Someone's in trouble.
There's a crackhead just swinging down the road, I think. Shout out to crackheads.
Fuck you, crackheads. Fuck me show up.
Me show?
You're fucking me show.
You are.
You're fucking me show up.
Thanks, Red Dog. Mm.
Tom, Cam, Quinn.
Yo.
Hope you boys are well. Just wanted to touch base on oil injection. I was working on a 30-ton excavator last year with one of the boys and had to work on the anti-burst valve on the arm cylinder. And obviously being the arm cylinder a few metres up in the air, had to figure out a good safe way to get to it. And pretty much there was a stockpile that was next to us. We put the boom over the stockpile so we could stand on the stockpile and work at the arm cylinder at chest height, which worked out pretty well. The bloke that I was with released all the stored energy, all the pressure in the system, happy days, released the tank pressure, happy days. Started pulling apart the burst valve. We're going to pull it off and inspect it, pull the spool out, have a look at the spring and all that. Anyway, pulled the spool cap out. The spool was stuck in there. The spring obviously hasn't pushed it out. So we're like, oh, that's a bit odd. So we're taking photos, videos, you know, for evidence. Pretty much, as I was taking the photo, no lie, the spool shot out and went through the webbing between my index finger and my middle finger, following with oil.
Oh.
And the spool hit the top of the boom and shot off somewhere, fuck knows where it went. And my hand flew back, almost dislocated my arm. I fell into my mate. We both fell over, not knowing what the fuck just happened. Looked at my hand and it was in fucking pieces.
Oh.
Went straight to the fucking hospital. I was in hospital for 2 weeks. I had 3 surgeries.
Oh.
And yeah, just thought I'd share that story with yous.
Holy fuck.
Everything's good now. I've still got good function in my hand now. I've got a fucking gnarly scar. I do have some photos of when it first happened. So if yous want me to email it to yous,
yeah,
just
nice.
Well, let me know, eh? Fucking say out of yourselves.
Yeah, we'll have to get it.
Some cunt's ringing me from Thailand.
Oh, should you answer it live? Put it on speaker?
Yep.
Answer it and I'll look for their photo.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, hi. Stop using my Wi-Fi, okay?
Fuck up, dickhead.
You've been using my Wi-Fi. I looked up your IP address and found your phone number.
I've been getting a few of these lately.
Then why did your search history appear when I signed in? Explain that.
They do this.
What's your name, champion?
How'd you even get my password? You a hacker?
Oh, that's just pre-recorded, yeah, isn't it? Like, do better, Deng Xiaoping.
No, the other one was like one from New Zealand the other day, and it was your son hit my dog.
Wow. You kicked my dog.
Remember that old prank call? That was a fucking prime.
You'll kick my dog.
You'll kick my dog.
Yeah, that's wild, that injury. That That really makes the my little webbing injury right now seem pretty piss poor.
I got a
can you look up what did he say come out? Not the collar. The
spool. So yeah, like can you look spring, up the spring would have been like supposed to bring the spool out, but it would have been stuck. So that would have been sussing it out and then it let go and the spool got shot out.
I got a photo here.
Spool meaning the ram or
no, it'd be a spool and a valve.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So like
yeah.
the spool and a valve would have been the spring would have been
Thailand's
loaded.
Thailand's ringing me back again.
Is he?
How do you block a number?
If it was an actual person talking, I would have loved that, but fucking shit it. Is that it there?
Yep.
Oh, fuck. That is dramas, man.
Thanks for sending it through, brother.
Cheers, bro. That's hectic.
That is hectic.
To put that in the old Patreon fucking thing for him to have a look at.
What am I looking up? Spool.
Nah, that's all right.
Nah, it's just in a valve, man, yeah.
All good?
Yep, just blocking Thailand's number. Fuck you.
Hey, get off my Wi-Fi.
It didn't sound like a voice recording at the start, and then you're just going... Oh, no, I got a voicemail from the cunts.
True.
Now what?
I wonder if it's the exact same.
Wi-Fi, okay?
What is it? Go again.
Stop using my Wi-Fi, okay?
Yeah. So she's just pre-recorded. Sounds a bit like BT, actually.
But they've been getting around. It's like Thailand, New Zealand. I had one from Los Angeles the other day too.
Were we?
I still reckon that, Quinno, I come up with an idea for a show we could do back in the day called Scammer Slammers. And it's where you track down a nest of scammers in a room and you just flog the fuck out of them. It's like a reality TV show, like a feel-good one for everyone.
Yeah, it's like a
imagine, scammers.
Imagine having a fucked weekend, right? You're sitting back on the couch on a Sunday recovering and you get to watch people just flog the fuck out of scammers.
You just repo their souls.
Oh, mate, I would just love that. That is, imagine the ratings on it. Mm. What do you want to watch? Oh, Scammer Slammers, man. Episode 3's out.
What was that movie? What was that movie where they everyone end up dying, but the winner on that island?
Contender.
Contender.
Is it Contender? That is one of the great movies, man. Steve Austin's in it.
Yeah, Steve Austin's in it.
Mightn't be Contender. Something with a C.
Let me go. Steve Austin movies.
Condemned.
The Condemned.
Yeah. Wait, do you know what song I fucking got from that?
Like, it's a bit fucked up, like the Coliseum thing, but I'd maybe watch it if it was, like, all pedophiles.
What are we talking about?
Like, The Condemned, if this was actually a live show. Like,
mate,
talking
that
about
movie
like,
is fucking epic.
Yeah.
The idea of it. So, the idea of the movie, they find all these criminals on death row.
Yeah.
And they put them all on an island with these bomb things attached to them and the last survivor wins because they got nothing to lose anyway, so they just fucking hook in. It's crazy.
But I'm like, if you actually did this in real life with pedophiles or something like that, I'd probably.
And then
sign
the winner
up.
Still like gets killed.
Yeah,
they just don't tell them.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. You should be doing stuff like that with pedophiles for entertainment.
Yeah, because they're not human.
No, that's right. Fuck them. Yeah,
where are we?
I remember I got a song from that. It's called Over and Under.
Yeah,
out of that Condemned.
I didn't know where you were going.
Nah, it's just this song that's on there, a soundtrack that I remember hearing. It's fucking epic, yeah. Move on.
G'day, lads. It's Nico from the Shire here. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
On your Nico.
Just off the back of episode 258, last week's episode, where the bloke rang in and was talking about doing a shit in the pasta parcel. When I was younger, about 15, 20 years ago, on school holidays, we were looking for something to do and laugh about, and we thought it would be a good prank would be for me to take a shit in a wallet and leave it out the front of a shop and watch the reaction of the person that picked it up.
Oh.
And, so there I was, did a fresh shit in a wallet, dropped it out the front of this convenience store, and then a bird took it into the attendant there, the shopkeeper, and about 2 seconds after it got opened up, you just see this wallet come flying out of the convenience store, and there was all this shit come flying out of it.
Oh, and, yuck.
Yeah, I guess do some silly things when you're kids, but anyway, but it was a good laugh at the time.
Are going to be play on if you put a 20 buck note in there and then watch them fish it out, see how desperate they are.
I'm trying to think of what steamer I could do that fits in a wallet opening.
I think it'd be more, I just got it in there and then folded. Fuck. So is he, are we talking the Shire, Cronulla, eh? That's where he's from.
I'd say so.
Yeah, a few wild boys
things
down,
you do,
down
things
the
you
Shire.
Do on your kids, eh? Shit and wallets and stuff. That pass the parcel yarn's pretty funny.
I love how he opened with that. Yeah, it is coming on the back of the fucking pass the parcel yarn.
Yeah.
Pass the parcel yarn.
Good stuff.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Fucking Kragos calling in.
Kragos!
Now, just on fucking last week's yarn, fuck if I remember what the episode number was, about lawyers and why they fucking do contracts and shit the way they fucking do.
Yeah.
Now, I'm doing fucking accounting at the moment. So before you say, you're not fucking qualified, you're a fucking accountant champion. I'm doing some fucking law courses at uni while I'm fucking going for my degree. And we've got a... It's fucked because we're expected to just fucking write these law fucking assignments and essays like we're law students. Like, brother, I've got no fucking idea what I'm writing here. I'm studying accounting. Dollars and cents, brother. I don't give a fuck about your fucking legal jargon. Now, and this is where it comes into it. This is where I'm kind of fucking shitty at the university, but I'm just doing what I've got to do because I want to get this fucking degree.
Mm.
We've got to do shit like fucking write business letters and, you know, cite your sources. Like, who the fuck is going to write a business letter to another fucking business and put a fucking bibliography in the cunt?
Nah.
Fuck off. It's all it is. Is fucking universities wanting to make themselves fucking, oh, this is proper, oh, this is the way to do it. Everything that fucking comes down to it, it's all set out by the fucking universities. So all the fancy language that the normal fucking Joe Blow can't understand, it's all done by the universities. And the lawyers have got this fucking facetious way about them. Oh, well, I had to do that at university, so everyone's got to do it. And it just gets passed on. Anyway, that's it. It's 2 minutes.
Yeah, I had to speak like a fuckwit and learn, so you do as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Boys, how are we? Shaz from Perth, WA here. I'm just calling up to say how fucking good and funny is Australian culture. At the moment, I'm trying to sell my car, and this bloke rocked up to come have a look at it. As I've gone to show him around the car, my neighbour walks out and goes, oh, you fixed that leak you were talking about the other day? And I was like, fuck off, dickhead. Next second, 10 seconds later, my best mate drives around the corner and goes, don't buy it, it's fucked. Fuck me, you couldn't do that anywhere else. I got another one for you. I was chatting to my missus the other day about some reason carpal tunnel got brought up in the conversation, and she hits me with the, did you know Kim Kardashian's got carpal tunnel from taking too many selfies? Fuck me, what a carry-on that is. Have a think about that one, boys. And talking about nicknames, we've got a ginger mate. We call him Fot. Fucking orange thing. All right, anyway, boys, have a good one. Take care.
Fucking orange thing.
One more, I reckon.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Boy, boys.
Jesus.
Detroit from Dad, kissing country. How the fuck would you be? Got a bit of a yarn for you. So a few years ago, me and my best mate, we were about 14, 15-year-old at the time, and we were little fuckers, you know, just little cunts. Anyway, we used to have this place called The Walkthrough, and I walked through a bottle. And what The Walkthrough was my mate's neighbour's fridge. And, yeah, we used to sneak over there and be little cunts and steal fucking grog out of his fridge. Anyway... One night we fucking, all right, let's go to The Walkthrough. So we fucking headed to The Walkthrough, snuck over there, and anyway, he got to his back fridge and fucking, you know, you had to be quick, you couldn't be picky, so we just fucking, you know, just grabbed a few cans each and fucking piss bolted back to his joint. Anyway, we got back in there, like, righto, what do we got? Well, what we had was fucking Carlton Zero.
Oh.
Well, not fucking zero sugar. Zero fucking alcohol.
Oh, you'd be awful.
Anyway, fucking we thought we were reckless until that moment. Anyway, that's a bit of fucking instant karma for you fellas. And, yeah, taught us a life lesson. Don't fucking steal out of your neighbour's fridge. Don't fucking steal at all. Right, fuck off.
You ever do any fridging?
Yeah. Oh, he found a fucking bag of peanuts.
Oh, spewing.
Yeah.
It's no good.
I don't think the rest of the neighbourhood cleaned them out.
Yep.
Nah, we used to just, all our friends in the neighbourhood, we'd just fridge everyone's parents' fridges.
And just made up.
Yeah. Dad caught us. I remember he had to climb through the bushes with me and had to show him what was in the esky because we were trying to get ready for school holidays, like just supplying.
Oh, true. Like holidays. Sneaking everything up and building a stockpile.
Yeah. Well, we had like three eskies full. We had like dimple, fucking scotch whiskey, fucking.
True.
Yeah.
When he busted your supply?
No, he reckons the neighbour tipped him off. But I don't believe it. I reckon one of the boys ratted.
True.
Because we're probably going to kill a fucking small army.
How old were you?
Oh, I was the oldest and I think I was fucking 12. I had recruitments at about 7 years old.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Pilfering at seven.
Yeah, because I'd be like tapping on the shoulder. Oh, you seen your dad drinking a Jim Beam? Make sure you grab one of those four pack, mate. Do you want to join the fucking group?
He's been a cult leader from way back. Little beachy cult.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. He made a scene of it. You should have seen me. I was only 12 years old. How disappointed I was him tipping it all out in front of me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Because he's not much of a drinker. And even me watching the dimple scotch whiskey in that fancy bottle, I'm like, this is wrong.
At 12.
Oh my.
Don't take it out on the piss, Dad.
Yeah.
Flog me. Flog me. And
flog me.
Don't tip the piss out, Dad.
Flog me, Dad. Oh, wow. That's unreal. Fuck, you've got a hard choice today, bud. Every call was unreal. What do we got there, Quinno?
I reckon your contenders, mate, are your Weet-Bix in prison, Red Dogs trucks.
I'm going Red Dog.
Yeah.
Has he got a hat?
I don't think he does, no.
I'm going Red Dog.
Oh, I think that just is a really good one to open up potentially some fucking
room. We can do a whole ep on that.
Yeah, yeah.
On the truckie. So, truckies, there you go. Get into your fucking work. Tell us the roguest shit you've seen on the road or people doing shit.
Humour. That last one, that was pretty good how he started with the fridging.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, it was actually the neighbour's fridge.
Mate, every then, fucker had some beauties there. Yeah, that's right.
And coming out with the anteater thing off the back of the windsock blowing the forey. And sex bar.
Great. So even that oil injection was a wild yarn too.
Yeah. Well, it just proves how safe you got to try B. Just fuck, you come unstuck with that shit.
Mate, that was a ripper episode, that one. She's fucking shit flying around here everywhere. Good on you, mate. So, Red Dog, you got your fucking carry-on cap, mate, and you got a better beer pack coming your way. Good shit, brother. Righto, on that note, we got a fucking huge weekend coming up.
Guests coming, UFC 300, a bit of bull riding, a bit of fucking laughs, a bit of sparring.
Plenty happening on the fucking flats here. Couple of weeks out from the Biffin, there'll be a lot of, there's just so much going on, but we love it. That's what we're here for. Make sure you tune in, stay out of each other, and have a good and safe weekend, people.
Peace.
Peace.
Boys! Red Dog here. How are you, lads? Hope yous are well. On the back of today's episode about old mate seeing the Sheila having the cereal in the car, well, I've been driving trucks now for nearly 20 years, and let me tell you, I have seen that. I've seen what Cam said. I've seen people shaving. I've seen people swirling the old glass Harley. I've seen people racking up lines. And this one, Cam, you are going to love this. I have seen a Sheila with one leg up above the stereo, absolutely going ham, sanger, rubbing herself, fucking silly. I've seen people fucking getting head jobs, you name it. I have seen it all. I've seen people buttering toast. Yeah, right, I'll leave you with the joke, lads. Why don't they let blind people bungee jump? Because it scares the fuck out of the dog. Ew!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.